Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here in Berea with today's edition of the Browns Huddle. It's Thursday, and in Berea, that means it's time for the coordinators of the Cleveland Browns to talk to the media. And we'll start on the defensive side of the ball. Only one interception and none since week one. It was that early first half interception of Ryan Fitzpatrick by Tashaun Gibson that was the last interception for the Browns. And Jim O'Neill talked about the turnovers. They'll come, and they'll come in bunches.
Turnovers come in bunches. You know, we got to make some plays. We got to put our guys in position to make some more plays by affecting the quarterback. And when the quarterback does throw us one, we got to make sure we catch it. So, I mean, we're doing all the same stuff that we've always done in the past. You know, the last 2 years of this system, you know, the first year when we were in Buffalo and then our first year here in Cleveland, we've had a lot of success turning the ball over. So we're hoping for the wave of them to come here.
Hopefully that starts this week. Peyton Manning has thrown an interception in 5 straight games and 7 overall on the year. Hopefully the Browns can get one of those this Sunday. Offensively, the challenge for John DeFilippo to keep this high-flying offense going against the number one ranked defense in the entire NFL. And he talked about what the Broncos are doing that makes them so very effective.
The Denver Broncos defense is a fabulous unit. They're ranked number one in the league for a reason, and they show it on the field. Not only up front in their front seven, but also in the secondary. They play with a ton of speed, they play with a ton of energy, and they rally to the football better than most teams I've seen in the league so far this season.
The Browns are going to have to execute and take care of the football. This team gets to the quarterback more than any team in the NFL. They already have 14 takeaways on the season as well in only 5 games. That is pretty impressive. There's 3 phases in this game, though. In the third phase, special teams, the Browns have been very good there. Travis Coons, Mr. Perfect. He's been flawless on the year. Andy Lee getting it done on the punting side of it. And Chris Tabor talked about what Travis Coons told him about where he wanted the football placed on that game-winning kick against the Baltimore Ravens.
But, you know, we did have to approach him and said, you know, Trav, which hash would you like it on? And he just kind of looked at me and said, I don't care. Whichever one you want, like, Tabes.
That's right. It doesn't matter when you can make them from anywhere. That's what Travis Coons was basically saying. And he is 11-for-11 on this young season. The Browns are going to need to be perfect in their game plan and in their execution this Sunday to give the first loss to the Denver Broncos on the 2015 season. That's it for the Browns Huddle. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.